A new study says Jacksonville would be the nation's most expensive city to protect from rising seas by building or replacing seawalls. The Center for Climate Integrity's new research predicts Jacksonville will need about $3.5 billion to construct more than 600 miles of seawalls to protect itself from rising seas over the next two decades. That puts the city at the top of the list nationwide and far ahead of New York and Virginia Beach in second and third place. But a local coastal engineer calls the report pretty sensationalistic. Eric Olson is on a city committee that's studying adaptation.
If you're talking about the coastline, then no, you're not talking about the implementation of seawalls. Pragmatically, you're talking about dunes and increasing the elevations of your beach restoration projects.
He says in Jacksonville, a big concern is the St. Johns River, where higher seawalls will be needed along with better drainage.
I have measured the elevation of the seawalls around downtown just to get an idea as to how they varied. You'd have to raise it probably about 2 feet.
That's at Friendship Park on the South Bank, he says. The Center for Climate Integrity says the costs reflected in its study are for the bare minimum coastal defenses that communities will need to hold back rising seas. Bill Bortsfield, 89.9 WJCT News.